first reading is from the book of Joshua. After the Israelites had crossed over in the Jordan River and entered the promised land, the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away from you the disgrace of Egypt." While the Israelites were camped in Gilgal, they kept the Passover. In the evening of the 14th day of the month in the plains of Jericho. On the day after the Passover, on that very day, they ate the produce of the land. They unleavened cakes and parched grain. The manna ceased on the day they ate the produce of the land, and the Israelites no longer had manna. And they ate the crops of the land of Canaan that year. The word of the Lord.
Second reading for the fourth Sunday of Lent is from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians, the fifth chapter. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciles us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So, we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, God made Christ to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Christ we might become the righteousness of God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to hear him. And the scribes and the Pharisees began to grumble. They said, "This man welcomes sinners, and he eats with them." Jesus said to them, "There once was a man who had two sons. The younger son came to his father and said, 'Father, divide up the property and give me what is coming to me.' And so the father did divide his property. And a few days later, the younger son gathered together all his possessions. He left home. He went to a foreign country. And there he wasted his inheritance on dissolute living. When he had nothing left, a great famine came over the land. He was in great need at that time, and so he hired himself out to a local farmer. The local farmer sent him into his field to tend the pigs. He would have given anything to eat the husks that were fed to the pigs, but no one offered them to him. Finally, he came to his senses. He said to himself, 'How many hired hands at my father's house have more than enough to eat? And here, I am starving. I know what I will do. I will get up and I will return to my father's house and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired hands.' So he got up and he headed toward home. When he was still a long distance off, his father saw him, and his father was filled with joy. He ran down to him, he threw his arms around him, he kissed him. And the boy said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am not worthy to be called your son.' And the father silenced him, and he called then for one of the servants. And he said, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Go, get the fatted calf and kill it. We must celebrate. My son was dead, and he is now back to life. He was lost, and he is now found.' And the celebration began. Now on that same evening, the elder son was coming in from the field. And as he approached the house, he heard the music and the dancing. He called a servant and asked what that was all about. And the servant said to him, 'Your younger brother has returned home, and your father is rejoicing that he is back safe and sound. He has killed the fatted calf to celebrate.' The older son grew very angry. He would not enter the house. So the father came out of the house to plead with him. The older son said, 'I have always done what you asked of me. I have worked for you every single day. And you have never done so much as to give me a kid goat to celebrate with my friends. And now this son of yours, having wasted his inheritance on dissolute living, returns and you kill the fatted calf for him.' The father said, 'My son, you are always with me, and everything that I have belongs to you. But don't you understand? Your brother was dead. He is now returned to life. He was lost, and he is now found. The Gospel of the Lord.